District Attorney Chris Hicks announces that a jury has found Caitlin Rock guilty of all 19 counts this morning after she was charged with 4 counts of sexual assault on a child under 14, 5 counts of statutory sexual seduction, and 10 counts of luring a child with the use of computer technology to engage in sexual conduct. DA Hicks said, quote, "We respect and thank the jury for their service. Their verdict recognizes the severity of this crime and the lasting harm caused when a child is sexually abused," unquote. Rock was arrested after the then 14-year-old victim disclosed in 2024 that he and the defendant had been in a sexual relationship since he was 13. Rock had met the child when she worked at Billinghurst Middle School as a resource for students with attendance issues. The assaults were discovered when the victim's mother tracked his phone after he disappeared one night and she found him alone at a local park. He then told his mother and subsequently police that he and Rock had been having sex for the prior year and a half. During trial, Deputy District Attorney Matt Merrill showed hundreds of sexually explicit messages between Rock and the victim, as well as DNA evidence that showed the two had sex in several locations. DDA Merrill focused not only on the victim's powerful testimony of the incidents, but also his memory of pivotal moments, such as the first time he had sex. The state also showcased Rock's own text messages to her then-husband, saying, quote, "I have been having an inappropriate relationship with a minor. This is not a joke. I am being arrested. It's bad and I want to die. I need you to be here for the kids. Call my mom." Sentencing is set for April 17th before the Honorable Lynn Jones. Rock faces a mandatory 35 to life sentence for each sex assault charge, as well as 1 to 10 years for each sexual seduction charge and 1 to 10 years for each luring charge.